God is kind, even to his greatest enemies. Jesus says in Luke 6:35, "Be loving your enemies, and be doing good, and be lending, expecting nothing from them, and your wages will be vast in the heavens, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked." What a shocking statement when compared to traditional Christian doctrine. It runs against so much of what people have heard about Christianity their whole lives. Jesus says that God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Look up various commentaries on this verse, and you will usually find the same explanation. They say that God is kind to the ungrateful and wicked because he gives them a chance to repent. But that is not what the verse says. The verse says it plainly: God is kind to people who are ungrateful toward him, and even to those who are wicked. This is not what I was taught growing up. I was told that God hates the wicked, and that those who turn their face against him will be punished in eternal conscious torment in a place called hell, with no chance of redemption. But here Jesus says the opposite. God is kind even to those who are his enemies. The verse also says that by loving your enemies, you will be sons of God. Some translations say children of God. Think about how we talk in English. When someone acts like their father, people will say, "You are your father's son." It means that your character is the same as his. That is what Jesus is saying here. If you love your enemies and do good to them, you are showing the same character that God himself has. What good news about the happy God! Jesus tells us that God is kind, even to his greatest enemies. What a story! The Creator, the one who upholds everything, is loving even toward the worst of the worst. And the only reason he can be kind to the worst of the worst is because he is love. Anything that does not look like love is not God. By David White.